So it appears Israel have resumed the harvesting of Palestinian organs. A British Palestinian surgeon, somebody who cannot be labelled a Hamas member, has spoken out about the photographs he has received of cadavers that were handed over by Israel. And he notes that it appears highly indicative that there has been organ harvesting occurring. He has said that the bodies show clearly surgically removed lungs, hearts, kidneys and livers done in a professional surgical way using specialized tools with zero damage to surrounding tissues. All of these bodies also belonged to Palestinians who had, of course, been imprisoned and imprisoned while they were alive, which is one of the hallmarks of organ harvesting. Israel, as we know, have form on this. Government officials in the past have admitted that Israel have harvested the skin, corneas, heart valves, and bones of Palestinians right up until the year 2000. So to turn around and say that it all started on October 7 is, a libel in itself. But I'd suspect the argument here is that Palestinian organs were perhaps promised to the Israelis by God 3,000 years ago. There's no other way to say it. It is indisputable that this is another indictment on Israel that proves they are simply evil. You have to remember that it is alleged that during the Holocaust there were all kinds of human experiments perpetrated by the Nazis, all kinds of organ harvesting and all of that. So it's so ironic that not only are the Israelis now committing a genocide against Palestinians, they are going the whole way to the levels of depravity that the Nazis did. Utterly unbelievable.